Okay, it was a short break. It was a music break. We wanted to take a music break. It is time for Jobs Wednesday, and we do this every Wednesday at 8:37. And joining us right now from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, we're very pleased to have with us Crystal Vollmer. And Crystal, how's your morning going?
My morning's going great because I have great news for you today.
Oh, love hearing that. Okay, you've had quite a few openings lately. Certainly is encouraging to those who are stuck looking for jobs because of layoffs or furloughs. So why don't you tell us what you have this morning?
So just in 1 week's time, Shannon, we have over 1,400 new jobs in Connecting Colorado. And we haven't seen numbers like that since like the beginning of the year. So that is fantastic news. I think that's kind of spurred on by, you know, the regulations being a little bit less. And so employers are emboldened to hire more. And these are just a great variety of opportunities, you know, from the retailers to all kinds of customer-facing type of positions, as well as our more scientific and professional positions.
Yeah, we are going into the retail Christmas shopping season, but you wonder what that's going to look like with coronavirus. Still, retailers, I'm sure, can't take any chances. They have to plan for whatever eventuality.
Yes. Yeah. So with that, we are also just with our steady flow of in-person hiring events at our new temporary location, 1049 North Academy Boulevard. So tomorrow, Thursday, we will have District 11 with us, and they will be seeking to hire qualified individuals for full and part-time positions with benefits. So please come out and put your application in for our professional school bus driver opportunities, along with some other jobs that they have. See our website and check that out before you come. Please make an appointment to let them know you're coming, but you can register for that online. And then next Monday, the 28th, we have ComCore with us from 9 to noon, and it's a short 15-minute interview. They're looking to add to their security team. They definitely provide a competitive benefits package with including 401k. And you don't have to have experience to apply. They will train you. Again, that's at our temporary location. And then finally, next Wednesday, September the 30th, we have Charter Spectrum with us from 9 to noon. And they're looking for customer service and billing representatives. Pay starts at $16.50 an hour plus shift differential and an excellent benefits package. Check out our website because there's some steps that you need to do to apply. There's an assessment, and you will learn about the training period that's necessary. And again, this job is also for you if you don't have any experience and you're just looking to get into a new field.
Oh, fantastic. So So those are all available if you go to ppwfc.org, right?
Yes, under hiring events.
Okay, fantastic. And what would you say to folks who are looking to attend some of these in-person hiring events? I mean, bring a resume, a copy of multiple copies of resumes, I guess, is important. But what else do they need to know?
I would definitely check out the company, check out our website, know what they're looking for. Look at your resume to make sure that you present your best light. Make sure that now that you look very presentable, that you have that professional look, and above all, practice with someone that you're comfortable with so you can get all the jitters out and go with a positive attitude, because just as much as you're looking for employment, the employers are looking for you.
Okay, fantastic. Crystal Vollmer, always a pleasure to talk to you and to hear how things definitely are improving. I mean, that's encouraging news to, because, you know, there are still companies out there that are, you know, facing tough times. So we appreciate that people might be put in a position where they're looking for new jobs. Thanks so much, Crystal.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.